Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. For anyone who's just listening to this, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she just has a renewed and honest understanding and depiction in her mind of who your son is, that she really gets to know him and who you are, and that all deceptions and false counterfeit Christ, you know, that are here in the United States and in people's minds start to get destroyed, and they see the real thing, and they understand you and how you work, and they start to understand how that applies to what you're doing in their life and in the life of their loved ones, and how important eternal life is and how unimportant this life is, and they become truly eternally minded. I ask all these prayers and advice in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so again, going over these scriptures, okay, where Christ talks about hell, okay? And once again, why I'm doing this is because the basic foundation for understanding times of judgment is understanding the eternal day of judgment. If you understand how that works, how real that is, okay, and that the Father is a judge and he will be casting people into hell, okay? He will be judging people and sending them into eternal condemnation. This is God. Because the main thing, okay, with the deception in the church's mind, okay, mostly here in the United States, is that God is love. And they focus on that. And then all of a sudden, this imaginary God enters their mind where there's no hell, where hell is not real, okay, and it's just something that he would never do. And you're wrong, okay? The Father is the judge, okay? All right, he judges, okay? And Christ does too. It talks about that in the Bible, okay? They judge, okay? And you need to understand that, okay? Because if you have this mind, in this God in your head that is just all love, and there's no condemnation, there's no eternal damnation, you got a fake God in your head, and you're not going to understand what he does in the days to come, okay? For the saving of people's souls, okay? You need to be very sober-minded, okay? And understand how he is, how he works. He's your God. So this is Christ Jesus again speaking. This is Mark chapter 9, we're starting at verse 43. He says, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Okay? And you're going to see this, okay? If you're walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, again, the Holy Spirit will deal with you about something. Boom, it's gone. Gone. Okay? Gone. It could be something in your life. It could be a relationship with someone that's not good for you, okay? All right? Evil communication, okay? Even with family members, people got tons of idols where they can't let go of things, okay? All right? It can be a job. It could be, you know, it could be just, and then something that's full-on sinful and obvious, okay? It could just be anything, okay? But the church is lukewarm and they're not like this. And they're playing despite with the spirit of grace, okay? And the Holy Spirit's dealing with them and saying, get rid of that, get rid of that. And they're not, okay? And he's going to do it, okay? You need to understand that. I see ladies deceived in their minds thinking, oh, their family members are going to heaven. They're fine. I talk to them about their family members and they got no fruit. tons of sin in their life, okay? I'm like, no, they're not. You need to know that. They can profess the name of Christ all day long. But if they're not bearing that fruit, and you look at them, and their lifestyle does not match the Word of God, okay? You can't hold them up to these scriptures and their stuff in their life, okay? Where they're not cutting it off. They're saying, Christ, Christ, yeah, I believe, I pray, this and that, okay? But you look at their life, they've got tons of stuff that needs to be cut off, okay? It's causing them to sin and they're not doing it. Then no, they're not okay. And you need to know that. And when the Holy Spirit's dealing with you and your soul about them, you need to respond. You need to say something. You need to do whatever he says. It's important. That's a soul that you love, even for yourself. He's telling you, okay, you need to do this. You need to repent. You need to get rid of this. You're not doing it. You need to understand. Now's the time, okay? And if you don't, then judgment must first begin at the house of God. When he judges the United States, he's going to judge his church first. And if you don't cut it off yourself, he's going to cut it off for you. And it's going to be, I've seen it happen, it's going to be a nightmare. Okay? But he's doing it because, once again, this is Christ Jesus, okay, speaking. He's warning about hell, okay? A very real place, okay? And that is your Savior, okay? It's real. You need to understand that, okay? So that hopefully, prayerfully, you will repent and get sober-minded and serious about your relationship with the Lord and about bearing fruit and obedience, okay? And also, too, understanding where your loved ones are, the people you're praying for are, okay? All right? But also, importantly, so that when the United States is judged and you see things just coming crashing down, okay, and things happening to people where you can't even have conceived that these things would have happened to people, you understand this is God fulfilling his word. Period. That's it. That's it. Okay? He's making sure, all right, that his people don't fall into these categories. Okay? It's for the saving of their soul. Okay? That's it. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for my sister that's starting her day, that she has a glorious day, bearing abundant fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.